This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Getting to the end of Ramadan, let's look and see, what do you want at the end when we are there? InshaAllah, in Jannah, all of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in the Quran. It's in Surah Yunus. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنَ الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَةِ وَلَا يَرْحَقُوا وُجُوهَهُمْ قَتَرٌ وَلَا ذِلَّةِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. For those who does things, good deed, but with excellence, husna. And husna is excellence, but also it's one of the names of Jannah. But that's not it. وَزِيَادَة, extra. وَلَا يَرْحَقُوا وُجُوهُهُمْ قَتَرٌ وَلَا ذِلَّةِ. Their faces will have no darknesses and there is no humiliation. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. Those are the dwellers of Jannah. They will be there eternal. So what is this extra? And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam explained it in a beautiful hadith. When the people of Jannah will enter Jannah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all of us, people of Jannah. So when they enter, the people of Jannah will hear a voice saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to fulfill something that He promised you. And they will say, what else He will give us? He made our scale heavy. And He is pleased with us and we are in Jannah. Then this is what will happen. There is a veil. We don't know how. This is from the knowledge of the unseen. But a veil will be removed in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come and the people of Jannah will see Allah. And this is al-husna. And this is al-ziyada. This is the extra. And scholars will say, why is that? And why it is to the people of ihsan? They will have this. The people of ihsan, or the people who does things with excellence, is, as Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam explained in the famous hadith of Sayyidina Jibreel, when he asked him, what is ihsan? What is this excellence? He said, "And ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah." You worship Allah as if you are seeing Him. And if you are not seeing Him, remember, He's seeing you. So the people of ihsan, the people who does things way better than majority of people, not for any reason other than they know, they feel, they act as if Allah is seeing them. The reward will be, everybody is in Jannah, but Allah will reveal that, will remove that veil, and He will show Himself to them. The meaning is, as you were acting as if you are seeing Me in dunya, in Jannah you will see Me. And Allah also said it, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. On the Day of Judgment, there is faces radiant, نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. They are looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said in the famous verse in Surah Al-Rahman, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. What will be the reward of excellence but excellence? So all of us, we aspire, inshallah, Allah will never disappoint us. We want to go to Jannah. But let's all aspire to the best. We don't want to be only in Jannah. We don't want to be only in the first level of Jannah. All of us in dunya wants the best. And there is nothing wrong with that, as long as it is in the way pleasing Allah. But let's all aspire, as we are getting to the end of this blessed month, to make our life as we want the best in dunya. Let's ask and work to be the best in akhirah and the best in Jannah, in Jannat al-Firdaus, and the neighbor is Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and I'm looking at Allah and Allah is looking at me, and what else I want, where I will have no more pain, worry, sorrow, nothing, and it's going to be forever. It's not going to be temporary, 40 or 50 or 60 days, years. It's going to be forever, khalideen, eternal. The only thing He wants from me, believe in Him, work for Him, put Him number one in my life. And always when I work and do, or when I say and or don't say, I always put him as number one. I do what pleases him and stay away from what does not pleases him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those الذين أحسن الحسنى وزيادة. آمين.